This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly, and we begin this hour with politics. Much has been made in the run-up to November 2nd about the battle for control of Congress, but 37 states are also electing governors this year. Republicans have considerable momentum in these races, as well as those for House and Senate. Just yesterday, the Republican Governors Association announced it had raised $31 million last quarter. That's three times more than its Democratic counterpart. NPR's national political correspondent Maura Liasson reports.
This fall, Haley Barbour, governor of Mississippi, chairman of the Republican Governors Association, and the former head of the Republican Party, is a very confident man.
I feel pretty certain that we'll get 30 or more governors. Right now it's 26 Democrats, 24 Republicans. If the election were today, we'd probably get 33, 34 Republicans. But I suspect we'll get at least 30.
Barbour was speaking last month at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. Historically, the party in the White House loses about five governorships in a midterm. But Nick Ayers, the executive director of the RGA, says the number of potential Republican gubernatorial pickups isn't as significant as their location.
The important thing is, look where we are on offense. It's places like the entire upper Midwest. I mean, you can start in Pennsylvania and go west. Pennsylvania, Iowa, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin. Those are all places that Democrats currently have the governor's offices. Those are all places where we're either tied or ahead in the polls. The significance of being able to sweep an entire region of the country is an important one, but the impact it could have on 2012 is incredible.
Sometimes a gubernatorial win in a midterm does not predict a state's vote in the next presidential race, but even some Democrats agree that such losses this year make the 2012 landscape look more forbidding for President Obama's reelection. Nathan Daschle, the executive director of the Democratic Governors Association, knows why. He says governors matter in a presidential election because while there's no guarantee they can deliver their state, they do represent their party to state voters, and they control a lot of political machinery.
They reinforce the Democratic brand to voters on a very, very local level, and they build infrastructure. And Ohio is just a great example because the Ohio Democratic Party was virtually non-existent before Ted Strickland took over. Then he took over, invested his first 2 years into building that party, and it paid off.
Strickland was elected governor of Ohio in 2006, and partly because of the political organization Strickland built, Barack Obama was able to win Ohio and the presidency in 2008. But now Strickland is fighting to keep his job against a strong challenge from former Republican Congressman John Kasich. There are other reasons the stakes are so high for the governor's races this year, says Delaware Governor Jack Markell, the chair of the Democratic Governors Association.
Governor's races are important every cycle. But this cycle, they are arguably more important to the future of Congress than the congressional races themselves. Now, you're not going to hear that said very often, but it's true. There's a potential that a lot of the seats being fought over today won't exist in anything resembling their current form after 2012.
That's because governors in most states have a lot of control over the maps that determine the boundaries of those congressional seats. And as Haley Barbour explains, all those boundaries are up for grabs next year.
The governors who are elected this year will preside over redistricting. The census this year means that we must reapportion, redistrict, both the U.S. House and both houses of the state legislature in the next 2 years. 39 governors have a role in reapportionment. Many of them can veto the redistricting plan. That matters.
Governors can make sure, by wielding their veto pens, that when the boundaries of congressional districts in their states are redrawn, they're drawn in a way that makes it easier for their own party's candidates to win those seats. It's a practice long known as gerrymandering, and both parties do it when they can. So governors can help tilt the playing field in presidential elections, they can literally help design the playing field for congressional elections, and they also shape national debates about policy. Remember the uproar over the immigration law that Arizona's Republican Governor Jan Brewer signed into law this spring? Next year, expect more heated policy debates on immigration and on issues like health care and spending, all spearheaded by this year's crop of newly elected governors. Maura Liasson, NPR News, Washington.